All right, so good evening, all you cartoon addicts out there, and let's get ready to dive into another amazing episode of the Cartoon Rewind Podcast. Of course, I am the one and only Frank, your host, and joining me, as always, are my partners in crime, the Storm Shadow and the Snake Eyes of the show. You know I'm talking about Rolly, and I'm talking about D himself. Now, before we get into today's episode, remember to smash that subscribe button, drop us a comment, and throw a like our way. You can catch us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or of course, wherever your podcast cravings take you. Come check us out on Instagram and TikTok for even more cartoon clips. Oh, and check out our new home, Rolly. Why don't you tell our fans a bit more about our new home?
What? You're going to put me in the spot? So, yes, the new home of the Cartoon Rewind Podcast is also your one-stop shop for all your toy needs. That's a great commercial right there.
Right.
So, yes, CartoonRewind.com. That's where you'll find our podcast, and now you'll find a wide selection of toys.
Yes.
Right now, by the time you're hearing this, hopefully we should be worked out all the kinks. If not, we're still doing a little soft little launch there, but we do have a very wide variety, especially on the collectible side. We have a lot of items that us three have painstakingly collected
over the years.
Yes, gone out and hunted for you guys. By the time this comes out, for sure, we have a lot of original series, Wave 1 G.I. Joes out that we have a special collection for. So, yes, please check us out and buy something because Frank has a lot of kids in college that needs to go to college. He's at 11 kids.
Well, maybe five more on the way. You never know.
Five
more on the way. You never know. I am looking for love.
But my question is, who is, between the two of us, who's Storm Shadow and who's Snake Eyes?
Oh, I'm going to YouTube debate that.
Well, if you're watching us on YouTube, I think you know the answer to that.
Exactly.
Me and my shadow, snowy white complexion, and we don't know your complexion, Dwayne, because you're sitting in the dark.
Wearing a hat
that says, no bad dad jokes, which no. I don't think there's any.
Absolutely. We've never had. And over my right shoulder, I have the episode that just premiered today. G.I. Joe, Sigma 6 versus the original on YouTube. It's over my shoulder playing, and yes.
I see it, buddy. I see it.
And yes,
that's some good editing on that YouTube video.
Who edited it?
That's some amazing editing, man.
Who edited it?
That would be me.
There you go.
Yes,
that would be me.
But you know what's even better?
Even though Dwayne's only on it for like 75%. He let his laptop die. What? Yes.
Advertisement.
The advertisement? I don't know. I haven't seen any advertisement.
Really?
I'm just
waiting until tomorrow.
I haven't seen any advertisement.
And I got a PSA for Hasbro. Where's my stuff?
I got mine.
White nerd rage. Damn it.
Maybe you should not have done a podcast saying how pissed off you were.
Exactly.
The way they ran their shit.
Whatever.
Exactly.
So
we just
maybe that's
the
what
facts.
The problem is.
We just state the facts.
You know? Yeah. You should have done what I did and just like, hey, at Hasbro Pulse, fix this man's shit. Get this man his Cobra Commander.
And you got and he got him.
I should have asked and a free Rattler. Okay, maybe that's too big. But definitely the glider. We can get you the glider.
Oh, no. I'm definitely buying the glider.
Well, Frank, what are we doing today?
You know what? We are watching a cartoon called Inhumanoids.
What? I didn't know that.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about Inhumanoids. I'm going to tell you right now. I don't remember this cartoon at all. Let me rephrase. I remember Inhumanoids that it was around, but I don't remember ever seeing any episodes.
Because it's only 16, that's why you didn't remember.
That will explain.
So, okay, so pretty much I don't know anything either. And then reading up on how they used to air explains a lot why I didn't watch them. So, Inhumanoids tells the story of scientist superhero group called the Earth Corps as they battle a trio of subterranean monsters called the Inhumanoids. There were only three of them. All this trouble for just three? No wonder it only lasts 15 episodes. So yeah, three Inhumanoids with the aid of an elemental being called Mutoris. So again, not like I said, only lasted 15 episodes, but these 15 episodes were not your conventional cartoons where you had like, 20 something minute cartoon that were aired. Apparently this they only showed 6 to 7 minute shorts. So they broke those 15 episodes, broke them up into about 6 to 7 minutes, and it was part of the Super Sunday half an hour block, alongside other Marvel and Sunbow series, Bigfoot and the Muscle Machines, Robotics, and my personal favorite and yours too, Frank, Gem and the Holograms.
Oh, I definitely love that cartoon, man.
So, yeah, so. But when you break it down, most of them had about 15. Bigfoot only had 9 episodes, but they was broken out into like almost, well, I think almost, you got close to syndication numbers breaking all those episodes down. So every week you didn't get, like, just because you watched it this Sunday doesn't mean that next Sunday you got another episode of Humanoids. You would have to watch it eventually. You had to wait. So they only air like two or three. They didn't, not every week, it was every. They didn't do every Super Sunday. Gotta do this. I gotta do the math. Wait, I gotta do the math. Oh wait, they could have. Yes, because there were only three of them, right?
Yeah, and this was in
Gem?
the
No, it's four. Gem, Inhumanoids,
robotics.
Robotics, and Bigfoot. And if you do 6 minutes, 6 times 4, it'd be tough. But yes, I guess you could.
24
Six times
minutes.
four, 24 minutes. But they usually is like 22 minutes, 20 minutes. But okay.
Yeah, and this was in the era of Sectors. Yeah, Jesus, that plant thingy, and Captain Power, laser tag, all that
Just
good,
gets mad. It was
all
86
that.
was a bad year. Thank God. Thank God for Transformers and G.I. Joe's, huh?
Yeah.
This both came out in 1980. This cartoon came out in 1986, which means we have the wonderful Transformers the movie and G.I. Joe the
Yes.
movie. So we had that.
They both tanked. What are you talking about?
Huh?
They
Well,
both,
financially, I tanked, but me as a child.
I know I loved it too, but they both tanked. That's why G.I. Joe the movie was cut into 5 pieces and placed on TV. And Transformers the movie didn't make back the budget, and it scarred kids for life when they killed Optimus Prime.
I remember that they were supposed to kill Duke in the movie, but because of the reaction, what happened to Prime, they had to stop that.
Put him in a
Yeah.
coma.
Because you know why? He had a better doctor. They killed the doctor on a. They killed a. Didn't it? Yeah,
Oh,
they killed
that's
the
right.
doctor.
They shot Ratchet.
That's not Ratchet.
Yeah, with
Him, I
Braun from the
understand.
ship.
But Braun, he still got shot in the shoulder and he died a little worse than he is.
He blew off half his left chest. What are you talking about?
No, it doesn't. It was a shoulder
And
injury.
blew it the entire thing off.
Nah. It was a pass, and it went through. I saw the toy. It went through. It's a pass through.
It's a flesh
Thank
wound,
you.
that's
He
what
would.
you're saying. He died. He died from
Well,
the
it went through.
basically.
Yeah, there's no organs there. There was no mechanical organs there. But going back to Inhumanoids. Sorry, not to go get confused with Inhumans. So this week's episode is called Cyperhoid. Ah, man, why you give me Cyberthroid? Thank you. I had to sound it out. I know I got my English is not very good, and
You know, big
I don't.
English. You know, big
You
English.
know, me English not very good looking. My English is not very good looking. And I say this every week, apparently. You guys keep on giving me hard words to say. So, Cyberthroid. I'll get our listeners can provide comments and tell me the correct way.
Yes.
Yes. So it's a tissue sample. So the synopsis of this cartoon is Sanampus, a tissue sample previously taken, grows into a second monster, but it's contained soon enough, thank you, to the Earth Corps. Yes. The creature is then seized by the Senator Matserson, who orders it placed into captivity to be studied by an advanced supercomputer called Cypher. Oh, okay. The computer ends up freeing the freaking humanoid instead. So let's see all the fun escapades of this cartoon.
I want to see this AI go rogue, man.
Yes.
You know what's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen in real life, guys.
Oops.
Look at that. Almost 40 years, history is going to repeat itself with AI. Just FYI, in case anybody's keeping track, this episode originally aired October 26, 1986, which was 37 years, 9 months, and 18 days ago. So, I'm not going to mention the song since Frank doesn't like it when I go back in history. So,
never going to give you up, I should say.
No, no, no.
I'll say, man, you do you, buddy.
No, no, no. Mini, it's a team mini, effort. Mini? No, a U.S. song was Cyndi Lauper.
Girls Wanna Have Fun?
Boys Wanna Have Fun?
No, that was a couple years earlier. No, this is True Colors.
True Colors.
Yes. You don't know it?
I know True Colors.
Okay.
Colors.
Shining through.
There you go. Okay.
Okay. And U.K., the number one song is Every Loser Wins by Nick Barry. I have no idea who that is.
You don't know who it is for real.
I have no idea who it is. All right. So I think we're ready now, though. Hold on. Wait for you to finish yawning.
Man, I've been up since freaking 3 o'clock this morning, man.
Wow. You have to come
work in. Didn't, jury duty doesn't open that early. And by our listeners, Frank had to go jury duty.
I couldn't sleep, man.
That's,
I woke up at 3.
He had to talk to the kids. That's why he was up so early.
You missed it. You're missing that Filipino food.
Exactly.
Oh, no, wait. No, you went to Thailand. You missed that Thailand. Thai food. Thailand. You missed that
I went to the Philippines.
Oh, okay.
All right, so you guys ready to watch this?
You're missing that Filipino rice.
That's what they call it now, right?
What
do they call it now, right?
Adobo.
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 Yes.
And their lechon. They have really good lechon.
Do they call it lechon, though?
Yeah, they do.
They do? Stop! Tell them, start, tell them to stop stealing our shit.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, man.
Stop yawning.
No, I was just cleaning my...
No, he wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, you guys ready to watch this thing or what? Because I'm tired of looking at you, too.
Go. I can't hit start until you say it.
Okay, great. All right, so let's make it happen, Captain. Let's go. Hit play.
Thank you.
Thank you. No dad jokes today. Awesome. Good job.
Well, let's make it happen. It's kind of like a dad.
No, it's not.
So those are the three main... So those are the three inhumanoids.
Yes, but then I felt like I saw other people. Other humanoids.
And that's the Earth Corps.
Yes.
Corp.
Oh, there's a Hispanic guy. That's
heck. Why is there some chick that looks like Dorothy in there, but a blonde Dorothy? Why does that name sound familiar?
Which name?
Question?
Hector Ramirez.
You're thinking of Gerardo Rivera.
Ah, okay.
Cyphoid. Hey,
that's what I said.
That's the same dude who did Transformers.
What, the voice?
No, the producer.
Oh.
Let's say, why does he have a Russian background?
Yeah. All this just for three inhumanoids?
Oh, yeah, these inhumanoids must be badass.
Why?
It's only three, and I think they're using the Godzilla pipeline to get to other countries.
Oh, I was gonna say, what's the one for? The one Pacific Rim.
You hey, you did see Professor X, right?
He is there. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What
I didn't
are you
know
talking
X-Men's
about?
Right here.
What are you talking about, Pacific Rim?
The how do you call those?
The guy in the panel?
No, not the
No.
guy in the panel.
Talking about
Yeah, the guy, him, look, Professor X.
No, we're
Yeah,
talking
no, but we're talking about the Riff from Pacific Rim.
Oh, the Riff. It's
Yes.
called the Riff.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
And that what you call those monsters that come out through there?
Kaiju.
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 Kaiju. Is Kaiju any creature that's large?
Yes. Godzilla is considered a kaiju.
Yes.
He's a titan. I saw a movie.
He's considered a kaiju. Why he's throwing cars?
That's
Okay.
a good question.
So we're seeing a jail in the swamps. And I'm waiting to see Zartan.
Nick Fury.
You saw Nick Fury, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that Duke?
Where?
The voice?
No, wait.
Wait, let me listen to find out first. Yep.
You're right.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, sure is. The bald guy.
Professor
Professor
X.
Xavier. Professor
Yeah.
X is Duke. And the other guy looks like Shipwreck.
So he probably is Shipwreck.
There's your swamp thing.
Man plant. No? Man thing?
No, what was man thing? Man thing.
Man thing.
Let's keep it with Marvel. And this is the same music they play in G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
You noticed that, right?
Kind of
Yeah.
made from the same company, ain't it?
Yeah, it is. Sunbeam.
Mm-hmm.
Sumbo. Sumbo?
Yep.
Sumbo. Sumbo. Yeah, Sumbo. I said Sunbeam. How big are these creatures?
Tall as hell.
Well, these monsters are big. They're
Biggest
kaiju size.
Transformers, maybe? Or bigger?
Oh, so they're in the same universe. Oh,
They have to be.
they wear met suits that look like monsters.
It looked like something that was made out of a junkyard, though, man. It doesn't look very futuristic.
Well, it's 1986.
Apocalyptic.
Yeah, but come on, man. We got these monsters, these police officers, instead of having revolvers, they have laser guns.
I like how they put a blue thing as a refill, but there's lasers are shooting. They look like they put a clip in there.
How much the police budget in this place?
Size of that thing, man. Really? You're gonna pick it up with helicopters and a net?
Yeah.
Yep.
The tiny little net. Oh, that's pretty easy. Why no one thought of this the whole time?
Thank you.
Just scoop behind it and take it off somewhere. Throw it into a volcano.
Oh, there's that AI, Rolly. That's the one that's gonna go rogue.
Yeah.
See, they called him in humanoids from the jump.
Is that what's that computer called? Chat GPT?
This is how Chat GPT was started right here.
How much money are you getting paid to communicate to it?
It's a computer, it doesn't need money.
Talking about the guy.
Oh, and the humanoids can talk?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I mean, neither.
And this is a clone. This is like an extension. It just grew off. Wow. It's kind of rude.
Is
The newscaster's
that a
like,
laptop?
the newscaster's like,
Oye.
well, Dick, why are you asking me?
Oye, what's with Professor X? He threw the shoe again at the laptop.
Because he has anger issues.
Because think about it, Duke had a beautiful blonde hair, and now he lost all his hair.
That makes sense. That makes
Yeah.
sense. Because this guy has a thing about still throwing his shoe.
See, why don't they have a TV? Why don't they have a TV?
Because you can't be watching TV while you work. Same rules. That's Scarlet. The girl Scarlet, by the way.
The
Yep.
shipwreck.
No, that's sci-fi.
Hey, D, do you remember how these humanoids became inhumanoids?
From the comic book, it was something with
Did they come from like the center of the earth or something?
Yeah.
From the rip. The riff.
From the riff. He's trying to put a satellite disk on whatchamacallit, Skynet.
So Skynet just wanted to get the hell out of there. Yeah, the AI did. Computer just wanted to leave.
Pretty much. And that's a lame vehicle, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. That's a lame vehicle. But I bet you the toys are expensive, though.
Fuck yeah.
And that yellow suit, man, is just, ugh. With those freaking round spear things around the legs and the head, the helmet. Oh, man, I don't like it. Oh, I thought it was yellow.
But does the computer just keep on growing?
Yep.
Yes, more parts are being added to the computer. Mm. Just for a second there, I thought it was Jace in the Wheel Warriors.
Oh my god, it would work. It kind of looks like it though.
Look right
with
here.
The claw in the front. Yeah, with the claw in the front. And that's a Terra Dome.
That's a Terra Dome. Just missing the Cobra emblem. Look at that. Look at that. Skynet's got wheels now, bro.
Keeps on getting bigger and bigger. Oh, shit. The AI is getting angry.
Mm-hmm. Maybe those are the Rock Lords from Gobots.
The Rock Lords, you said?
Yeah.
Rock Lords.
Piss her off.
Apparently, sweat. Because he did one of these things. So that's another inhumanoid, the big one. These other people are just people that live under inside of Earth. Under us.
That's why no one should go down there looking. You know?
Yeah, at least he speaks proper English.
Where did they learn English, though? Like, these people, I think these creatures are before they invented the English language.
Boy, his grammar's on point.
Yeah, it's better than mine.
A lot better than mine, for sure.
Only in Spanish. Your English is okay.
En español.
Yeah, tu español está. Well, we can do a podcast on bilingual. Go, Dwayne.
¿Qué pasó?
See? Everybody here speaks Spanish.
You know Dwayne will understand real quick.
Yeah. We could do a podcast in Spanish for He-Man. He'll catch that.
Oh my god, that'll be funny.
How is that gonna be funny?
Well, because everybody talks Spanish funny.
Yeah. Which Spanish? Are we doing Mexican Spanish?
I can only do one Spanish.
Cuban Spanish.
No, I can't do Cuban Spanish. I would need another Cuban to do Cuban Spanish. No offense, Frank.
No, I understand, buddy. I understand.
Did he just?
And I tend to agree with you on that one.
Did he just stick his hand in the hole and just made it wet?
Yeah.
Because you know there were different type of Spanish He-Man depending on the country, right?
Yes, it wasn't. Yes, I did a whole training class on this. Yes, yes, but no, we do. I can do professional Spanish. I did it many years for customer service.
Yes, you broke a lot of keyboards using professional Spanish, also.
Yes, I did.
Keyboards. Your stupidity and your arrogance. insults me.
Oh, messed up that computer.
Oh, big time, man. You fucked up Skynet big time.
Yeah. This is why Skynet came back to try to take over, because it's bad.
Remember my steampunk Cobra Commander idea with the helmet like that?
With the helmet? Mm-hmm. With that square? Remember? Yeah. Well, apparently you were making an inhuman character.
Apparently. Oh, I am really not digging the vehicles or the suits.
Again, that's why they made 16 episodes.
Yeah. And they only shared 6 minutes with you per week. Imagine only watching 6 minutes of this and wanting to watch it again.
6 minutes would be great. So this is 20.
How's the guy in jail gonna help her out, the AI out?
That's Zartan, man.
Tendro is a bag one that looks like man thing. Plant thing? Yes. Man thing. Man thing.
This is probably where Marvel got it from.
What the hell? Were they just moving back and forth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the water?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were just moving back and forth.
It's called dancing, guys. I don't know how you don't know how to do that.
We're dancing in the water.
Yeah.
See, this is Zartan's kind of...
I love how his mustache glows in his eyes.
But is that only when he's mad?
I was about to say, I think it's only when he's pissed off.
I wish I had that ability. And how do you know exactly where to open? Like, what cell he's in?
He just went straight up.
Yeah. And whatever they do, when they shoot him, it just goes right through him.
He's a plant.
Yeah. You can throw some weed killer at him.
Yeah.
So did
Dude, the music and even the laser fire is freaking G.I. Joe.
Yeah, but you've already had a sound file. Why wouldn't you use it?
Exactly. But my question is, did he kill all those people?
It's working with a budget. What happened?
Did he kill all those people?
Yes, when the jail fell on him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, killed. They're all dead.
Yeah, but that deal with the patch eye, with the freaking that was one of the dude that was playing with
Nick Fury,
the spider. Mm-hmm. Like if it was that white evil cat, I think he's gonna turn into a monster.
Yeah, they in the toxic water.
Oh, Jason's gonna be so happy for you.
Oh my God! Yes,
he got his vehicle out.
Oh yeah, bro, Skynet got huge, man. Did you see that?
Keeps on growing.
Why are they trying to get this damn vehicle?
So, is the red guy good or bad? I don't know anymore.
Bad.
Is he helping the AI? Is not helping the AI?
The red one is bad.
Yeah, he's just doing his own thing, bro. He can't be controlled. He's like a modern woman. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Wow. Someone, I know why you're looking for love instead of finding it.
Someone sexist.
And a bullet head for a helmet? Oh, my God.
Why you say, oh, my God, you created a character like this. Your Cobra Commander.
I did not. Mine looked a lot better.
And one of them has tubes. I thought you would like it. See? The yellow one has tubes hanging out.
Yeah, but his helmet looks like a heart, bro, with a pearl in the middle.
Okay, well, he's a little flower. He's very sensitive.
And then it looks like one of these women, freaking with thick thighs.
Okay, that's also, I don't know if that's sexist or racist.
Both.
That's neither.
I don't know.
Run fast.
I want to see what happened to the freaking guy that fell in the swamp.
That's how we created Swamp Thing. And with that being said, we've come to the end of the Inhumanoids cartoon. And what do we think, gentlemen?
It was interesting.
First, I want to share. Let me see. Share this with you, Frank, so you can see him better. Here's all the. The Earth Corps mech suits. Can we call them mech suits?
God, that's so freaking lame.
Well, now, but maybe when you were 10 years old, you thought they were great. No?
Knowing me? No.
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 Looks like he has a little microphone here to talk.
I think so.
They really look like they look like Jaegers, though. If you make them full size, they look like Jaegers. except for the Michelin man with the yellow guy. It looks like a little Michelin man.
Why would they make these things is a question.
I think we have to watch the first 5 episodes to find out. Because why is this guy the purple guy have all that texture?
Thank you. And where's the chick?
Not there. It's the 80s. No one wants a girl toy.
Wow.
And again, look. Okay, first off, they're all horrible. But look at that yellow one.
Yellow one's really bad.
Oh, my God. And the purple one's not that far from it.
No, purple one.
At least the helmet's okay.
Like, the green one, for me, it would be the best one, to be honest. I know you hate it. But I think the green one's the best one. Iron Man, Tony Stark's first, he built his first mech suit.
No, that's
the one in the cave?
Yes, that one. I think that's what the green one would be. I think that's the best one. It's bulky, you know? And then one's okay.
I'm going to have to agree with you.
I'm not sure what's going on with their hands, but.
Yeah. Well, that's supposed to be a grappling hook, the one in the green.
No, I thought really?
Yeah, it's a grappling hook.
It's supposed to be like a grappling hook. That's what it was in the cartoon.
Oh, okay. The one in green, yes.
You see it?
Yeah, the red one, yes. Sorry. Yeah. I was looking at the green. I was looking at this green.
That's like green a claw, hand. Dude.
So what's up with the X-Men suit?
Why X-Men suits?
The one in
the yellow one. The yellow and blue.
Yellow, blue, and red.
Yeah. That's Cyclops.
Yeah.
After an allergic reaction, he's swelling up.
He needs his what's that shit called? The EpiPen?
An EpiPen. So yeah, so bring down the allergic reaction. Yeah. Pretty nice.
So. Freaking Cyclops, let yourself go after Jean left you, bro. Jesus.
It's funny. He only has one little visor coming out through there.
That's it.
Yeah.
And he has a unibrow. You see the unibrow on top?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the red unibrow, one eyebrow. Yeah. So, but we're laughing at this. But the toys are expensive as heck.
Yes, they are.
Like, what is expensive?
So, let me see. Let me go here shopping. Let me show you.
Grand.
So, the Tendril toy, is that? Yeah, 1986 toy.
Damn.
Right now on Esty is selling for $219. $219.
And apparently there was a glow in the dark one, it looks like. The second one.
Let me see. And then I have these on eBay. This is a lot of three. They have regular inhumanoids. I guess it's him. When he gets angry, he turns like this. I don't. And look at the green guy. The green guy had the helmets were removable.
Yes, they were.
And look, the hand too. The claw thing is attachable.
Detachable.
Oh, yeah.
It's missing.
I don't know what the heck this guy was. Oh, they have little pegs. So you can peg them. Oh, look. Right. Here's our X-Men. Cyclops.
$24.
It's not so bad.
Bro, that's horrible.
I mean, he's incomplete. It doesn't have his hose or his helmet.
How much is that?
$24.
This one, $24.
Hmm.
I guess his name is Liquidator? Or is it just he? That's the name of the guy's
doing. No, I guess his name, his name is Liquidator.
Yeah. And here's some other random toys. So.
Well, the one in the middle is from Robotech.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I was going to say, he has a little bit of everything here.
Wow, 171 for a complete Voltron?
And two Jetfires?
Ooh, that's a steal.
Just a Jetfire alone. That's not a bad deal for Jetfire. No accessories for Jetfire. And then you have some pieces for Mega. Speaking of Metroplex.
Yeah.
You have some pieces. Yeah. I think, Dwayne, I think you need to buy this. Look, it even has
a coffin. Isn't the coffin for Voltron?
Yeah.
Keep that. I don't like real beasts.
This is some pretty good deal. That's a good deal right here. This is a scam.
How is it a scam?
Because, look, he's got the whole Voltron, original Voltron.
And selling here for $171?
Yes, look at from 1980. Is that one? I think it's an 81.
But look how much scratches it's got on it.
It's an original. It's pretty good, complete. How many like that? And that looks die. And that it's not diecast, but still, that it doesn't look broken either.
That's a Megatron.
Yeah.
From Amarda.
Amarda?
Amarda.
Oh, what's the matter with you?
What's the matter with you, eh?
What's the matter with you? Okay, so I take it back. They're not as expensive as I thought.
Yeah, I was thinking
this was $8. I mean, incomplete. You can probably find it. It's incomplete, but he has it here. So, look, $22. This is $77 still in his package. So I don't think I think we were wrong on that one.
Yeah.
I think it's not as expensive. I mean, the box is all beat up, but all right. So we here at the Cartoon Rewind Podcast have a rating system to make your life easier for our listeners, so they know if they watch a cartoon or should they not.
Yes.
We keep it simple because we're kind of simple people ourselves. I was going to say simple-minded, but I digress. All right, so we have three rating systems. Number one is...
Rewind.
Thank you. Rewind. That means the cartoon itself, the episode we just watched, was excellent. We rewatched this, and we can't wait to rewatch the others. Then we have a fast forward, and that means that this cartoon just didn't hit the mark, but picked our interest far enough, and we recommend, and we will definitely watch a few more episodes. And then, obviously, we have the dreaded...
Eject.
Eject. Thank you. I had a little brain fart on that one.
That's okay,
a little eject there. And eject means we didn't watch any... We don't want to watch this again, kind of like it's happened a couple times already.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it was Wildcats. Was an eject.
Gem for me.
That just had bad taste. So those are our three rating systems. I will go first so I can get that out the way. And this is an eject for me.
Is it? Okay.
Even though it's only 15 episodes, this is something I can watch in like 3 hours, the whole series. It's just not calling my, it's not piquing my interest at all. All
right. Nice. D, how about you?
Eject also. It's a low budget Sectors. And I like Sectors. Low budget.
Okay.
It's an eject. If they had done the 6-minute ones where the entire season was, what, 36-minute episodes. That'll probably be a keeper, but since it's changed from the 6 to the 20, yeah, it's an eject.
Okay. Well, I give it a rewind.
What?
I'm just kidding. I gotta give what? That bad boy an eject. I'm sorry.
Oh, man, I almost ejected you.
Man, the vehicles were horrible. The suits were worse. They freaking stole so much from G.I. Joe. The freaking voices, the songs, the special effects with the laser guns. Man, the only thing that was missing from that thing was the freaking was Zartan and whatchamacallit, the dreadnoughts. I just didn't like it. I would not watch it again. Now I remember why I never watched the show, because it was just horrible.
So
I give it an eject as well with you guys.
So wait.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
So the last 3 episodes we had ejects?
What was last week's? Hold on, we doing a trifecta?
Well, last week we did part 1 of the PSAs, the cartoon.
No, cartoon-wise. Uh-huh. So we had, this would be the 3rd one so far. Because last week was, the last cartoon one we did was Captain N.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was horrible. Yeah.
And prior to that was Dino Saucers.
Yeah. Our last...
Yeah, but I don't think I gave it an eject, Dino Saucers.
I know I did.
Yeah, I think I gave it a fast forward.
My last good review was Tiger Sharks.
Well, you're just a hard person to really.
Yeah.
Spiral Zone? No, Spiral Zone.
No. Yes. We did Spiral Zone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Before.
Oh, but we did it back in March.
I was about to say, I was like, yeah, but
it just came out. It just came out. What is it? In August, but we actually recorded it back in March.
Yeah.
So I know I gave that one a good review, because.
Yeah, so yes. And Alpha Command, you didn't like that one?
No. RoboCop?
Yeah.
Nope.
Wildcats?
Of course.
Wildcats. We have Wildcats.
You didn't like
that Wildcats. I think that came before Tiger Sharks too. But everybody knew you like Tiger Sharks. You like Thundercats and Silverhawks.
Of course.
I was gonna add to Frank's thing that the thing that you mentioned that you didn't like, the G.I. Joe voices, the sound effects, even the music, that actually made it a little better for me. Listening to Duke talk, I'm like, what?
Professor X/Duke.
Duke who throws his shoes. But that made it a little. That actually made it a little more enjoyable for me than using random voices. Yes.
No,
and the animation felt a little like home.
Mm-hmm. I get that part. I get that. Yeah, it did remind me a lot terrible. Of G.I. Joe, the anime style.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And Transformers.
Mm-hmm. But still, no, all those things belong to G.I. Joe. It sticks with G.I. Joe. All right. You can't ride the coattail of G.I. Joe just because you came up with a lame-ass cartoon. You just can't do that.
Okay. All right. Dwayne, do you want to add a little feedback or just eject that shit?
Eject.
Throw it in the fire.
Yeah,
he got the tape and then he pulled the tape out of the cassette.
If you look at if you look at the TV screen behind me, there's a big VHS on the screen. We're gonna pop that out and eject it. No rewind before we turn it back into a Blockbuster. Nope, we just give it back to him. We'll pay the fee for not rewinding it.
Exactly. I'm not wasting my electricity on that.
All right.
Well, guess what? That is a wrap for today. And, of course, everyone from all of us at Cartoon Rewind, a huge thank you for tuning in. And remember to show us some love with a like. Hit that subscribe button and stay connected with us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, basically anywhere where you can get your podcast at, we will be there. And don't forget to catch us on Instagram and on TikTok for even more cartoon clips. And of course, until next time, my cartoon addicts, peace. All right, you guys ready?
Yep.
Yes.
All right. So should I do this sexy?
I say do it, since this has already been recording for 2 minutes.
All right, let's see how it comes out if I try to do this all sexy. Here we go.
Turn off your camera.
No, man, I'm good. Okay. You just threw me off, man. See, now I can't do it, man. Mm-hmm. I can't do it. You just messed it all up.